Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Do you have anxiety, fear? We kind of all do. Are you subject to panic attacks? Well, you know, fear and anxiety might be products of our subconscious. And to overcome and heal this, we do need to learn how to change our subconscious mind. My guest is Dr. Friedman Schaub. He is a physician specializing in cardiology, and he's a molecular biologist. So, Dr. Schaub, speak about anxiety and fear. We all fear things. I'm a mother of two. Every day I'm afraid. So what do we do about all of that fear and anxiety? How do we dig deep at what lies beneath and get to it so that we aren't so scared of it anymore and we can kind of face it?
Well, you know, I think there are these anxieties, like you, for example, as a mother had, that you would say, well, they are reasonable anxieties because I have kids and I care about them, and who knows what they're, you know, about to do or what's happening to them. But if the anxiety becomes really overwhelming, if it becomes almost like your identity, and even if there is nothing to worry about, your mind is going to find something to worry about, you have a problem. And, you know, this is often diagnosed as the anxiety disorder, and about 50 million Americans are diagnosed with such a condition. But what is really underneath going on, we rarely ask. And so my work is about helping people to see anxiety not just as a disorder, but really asking, where in your mind does it get created? We are not creating it intellectually, right? I mean, you're not thinking intellectually, hey, I want to be anxious. So it's something that comes more from the non-intellectual, deeper part of our mind, and that's the subconscious.
If it comes from the subconscious, as so many things do, they say, dreams and such, how do we get to reach down there to change it? I mean, we shouldn't have to, obviously, as a mother, I'm going to worry about things and when they become teenagers and even crossing the street. But how do we dig down into that to stop it from interfering with our lives, truly?
Right. And so what we need to learn is how to communicate with the subconscious. We do communicate with the subconscious through dreams, just like you said. But that's, you know, when we are asleep, and that's not necessarily something that seems in our control. But there are ways for us to learn to speak the language of the subconscious mind. There are very specific steps we can take to actually guide our subconscious from looking for potential danger to looking more for things that, you know, give us a sense of safety, a sense of confidence. Because ultimately, you as a mother, you know, your worry doesn't keep your kids safe. Your worry just makes you uneasy. And sometimes parents tell me, you know, when I'm worried, my kids feel it. And they start to get worried as well. And I don't want to have my kids be, like, as anxious as I am.
Absolutely. So give us a few tips, because when I worry, sometimes I feel it does help, because then I say, be careful crossing the street, or make sure you look both ways, or make sure you shut the gates before you go out and play. Things that I think will, you know, prevent anything. But give us some tips to kind of digging down and communicating with that subconscious so that we can bring those things forward.
Well, I have identified that there are three major subconscious root causes that people need to address that, you know, basically create this anxiety. One is when there is a lot of emotional baggage inside of us, and we just feel like, you know, I'm not feeling anxiety appropriate in the moment. I'm feeling like anxiety that I have carried with me through years, and the more I carry this anxiety with me, the easier I get scared. So we have to deal with that. Then we have to deal with a part of us, and you probably know this, you know, there may be a part really confident and really, you know, feeling safe, and then there's the other side that's always the naysayer, always the one that's scared, and people often feel very conflicted with themselves. That's another root cause of anxiety. And then there are, of course, these limiting beliefs that we all have. For example, the shoe gonna drop, or something bad's gonna happen, or I'm not good enough. if you address all those three and really change them and resolve them, you will actually no longer be burdened by anxiety. You will have maybe sometimes little moments of anxiety, but they don't feel overwhelming. You can address the situation appropriately, and you don't feel trapped. You know, the way you describe your own moments of anxiety, how long do you feel it? Is it just like a few minutes, or is it like a whole day that you worry?
Well, I think it probably varies. You know, if it's a if the kids are gone a whole day, I worry probably the whole time they're gone. But when they're here, maybe it's only a few minutes. I think, oh, yeah, tomorrow morning they've got to cross that busy street. And then that goes out of my head. So, I mean, do you bring these things to do you have to see a professional to get to this? Or is this some things that we can do on our own at home?
Well, this is why I wrote the book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution. And The Fear and Anxiety Solution really helps you step by step through the process of learning how to communicate with the subconscious mind and then uncover what actually drives my anxiety and how can I heal this on a subconscious level. It's a very powerful but also very easy to follow process and certainly something everybody can do.
And have you had, I mean, have you talked to people that have had great success in really release? Because right now, Dr. Schaub, this is an absolute overwhelming pall on our society. People are feeling stress. And as a result of that stress, they are worried about their jobs and the economy and money and health and, you know, cancer. You think of all these things people are worried about all the time as a society.
So
is this something you're having pretty good success with?
Well, I have worked with thousands of people individually exactly on this problem, and the book is based upon my experiences and the program I have created with individual clients. And what I found is that 95% of my clients are healing themselves from fear and anxiety because they are not suppressing it. They are actually addressing it and then empowering themselves. See, if we only get rid of anxiety, often people feel like, well, what am I left with? What I need to have instead is a greater sense of safety and confidence. Whatever you just said about what people are afraid of, every detail makes us feel powerless. And what we have to find, the antidote of anxiety, is feeling empowered. And that's exactly what this program is about, to find the power within and this way overcome the anxiety, and you will know that, you know, there is really nothing that feels threatening to you anymore.
Well, and similar to anger, they say you should never really repress your anger, get it out, and certain families and certain cultures, it's more common to scream, yell, get it out, and then it's done. And you feel like empowered, you feel like you've released it. So this is kind of running along those same lines. In the last minute and a half, your best advice for reducing fear and anxiety, your best advice, Dr. Schaub, and tell people where they can find your book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution.
Well, the best advice is really to start with your thoughts, the anxious thoughts that are bubbling up from the depths of your subconscious. Simply write those thoughts down and then imagine that what really is talking to you from the inside is not all of you, but that it's a part of you, an anxious little part of you that just needs your attention. And rather than buying into those thoughts or suppressing them, try to address them from a place that is more a reassuring place, just like you would talk to your own children, just like you would talk to your grandchildren. Come from a place from the heart, and when you do that, when you simply counterbalance those thoughts from that place of reassurance, you will reduce your negative mind racing by 70 to 80% in just a few weeks.
Wow, that is huge. And where can we find The Fear and Anxiety Solution?
You can buy it in all bookstores, Amazon, or just visit thefearandanxietysolution.com, all spelled in one word.
Thefearandanxietysolution.com. Let's all get rid of our fear and anxiety. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.